Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Did you set an alarm so that I can hear what your new alarm is? And it's about to go off?
Any second.
Oh my God, the anticipation is good.
And I started recording so we can hear it.
I knew that. I knew that. We have an audience for this.
That's wrong. Oh, because I didn't set the alarm.
Oh
my God, so upset.
I was like, that's just an alarm. Imagine if that was what you were showing us.
I was like, Sentra, you guys.
Look at this amazing new thing I discovered on my phone.
Okay, wait, let me make sure that this is really going to happen. Okay,
okay.
Okay, now I have to wait a full minute.
Okay, great. Love it.
Anyway.
When is it happening? How? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God. My heart is like hurting.
Isn't that a nice way to wake up?
Yes.
I'm like, time
I'm
to bake.
I'm so sad that the show is over. That the season is over.
Okay, I have a whole season to watch. I didn't watch the first season with the new host. We're talking about the Great British Bake Off. And I have, because we started last night, that Alex's and I started this new season. I was like, oh, but you haven't seen the other one. My brother just kept being like, Biscuits. I want to watch the episode called Biscuits. And I was like,
okay.
Okay. Like, you know that there's a whole season before this episode, Biscuits. And he was like,
He just wanted biscuits.
Mm-hmm. You guys, T-minus 1 week from tomorrow is Scorpius Day.
Wow. It's happening.
So if you need me on Wednesday, November 28th, please send Klonopin.
No, you have to be 100% alert.
I'm definitely probably – I anticipate taking a Klonopin at some point during that day.
I mean, the adrenaline might kill you if you don't, so fair enough.
I just think I'm going to be like unable to stop crying.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Harry Potter, what a great segue. I'm rereading Harry Potter. This is my Delta up, is that I'm rereading Harry Potter.
Love it. We'll return
for
to
only
it.
The third time.
Mm-hmm. What? Wow.
Kyle like came at me for that and I was like,
I would never come at you. I'm just surprised.
I've only
on the one hand though, you were talking about how much you wish you could read it for the first time. And well, I feel
yes,
like that
especially
means it's as close to that as you can. Like when you're still, you remember the big stuff, but you're still like surprised by little joys and stuff.
Not even little joys. I'm just like, I feel like I'm learning because I'm so entrenched in the wizarding world, I feel, mm-hmm. that I'm like, it's fun to relearn about like the dumb dark arts creatures I didn't know about or like why Professor, or like the things that are cut from the movies.
Yeah. I was just going to say, have you caught anything too where you're like, oh, that has a tie-in Cursed Child?
Oh, I haven't been paying attention to that, but it's really hard to read Prisoner of Azkaban. Like, listen, because I'm just like, no, you guys.
I know.
You guys.
I know.
Because Sirius is my favorite character.
There's so much they don't know.
Okay. So in chapter 14 of The Prisoner of Azkaban,
mm-hmm.
Malfoy says, the disposal of dangerous creatures. Do you think he'll cry when they cut off his hippogriffs? Dash, splat! Malfoy's head jerked forward as the mud hit him. His silver blonde hair was suddenly dripping in muck.
Gorgeous.
So.
Everything about that makes my heart sing.
I was just excited to see the word splat. I took a photo of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the dramatic reading. Thanks for being you.
No, I'm embarrassed.
Thanks for letting me break in and use your shower.
Oh, yeah.
I am dressed in the coziest things I could find in Brooke's room.
I walk in and Bridget is wearing my birthright sweatshirt and my stage door pants. And I'm like, are you?
Stage door pants sounds like a fun euphemism.
My stage door pants?
The ones that have a flap in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just like, it was like, Annie? It's like if you were to dress in something that would believably convince someone that you were me.
Mm-hmm. These are the
although
things.
I don't really wear the birthright sweatshirt.
No, I know.
Because that's why
it's still
so
very soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never been washed, baby.
I'm just like, I shouldn't have gotten it. but yeah. I can't like not buy those things when they're offered to me.
I know, I get that. Like I made a hard no merch policy after I just had like 10 shirts that I never wore. I need one to sleep in, you know, and then like one because it's cute. And then beyond that, when am I even doing?
I was like, this memory is for lost forever. Anyway, I mean, they will. It was an amazing trip.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat. The podcast where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about Sex in the city. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
I would just like to say to the people that Bridget and I have gotten exponentially better at that.
And if you think it's not impressive that we are good at our own show's intro, then I invite you to kindly fuck off.
Get on a different podcast.
Goodbye.
Updates to the Wave or Devil playlist.
Mm-hmm. So last week, if you recall, Brooke introduced me to Party for One, which I'd somehow managed not to listen to. And I immediately made a playlist that was just that and Thank You Next. And the two songs I've added to it since then and listened to on repeat all week are Shout Out to My Ex and Light On by Maggie Rogers.
And the two songs that I have added to the playlist are also Light On by Maggie Rogers because I love her. Mm-hmm. And Joan of Arc by Little Mix, which is similar.
I love a 50% Little Mix playlist. I mean... It's pretty good odds there.
Bridget and I have some fun ideas about what to do with some Spotify moments. Yeah, so keep
your eyes out. We're actually going to make it happen. We're going to deliver so many gifts unto you this holiday season that we have promised and not delivered for so long.
La, 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 la. So wait, this is actually a great segue. No.
Oh, yeah, good.
Because we were talking about this at our coffee date yesterday.
Hello, we have another Alex to throw into the Alex pod, everyone. I don't know why I
pointed at Bridget like, 3, 2, 1.
We're on, everybody. Like, good as it is. Alex Gatlin.
Oh my gosh, I'm thrilled to be the third Alex in this apartment.
You're the first Alex tonight.
Oh, thank you. I hope none of them come in because I am enjoying being
Well, Alex, Alex, my brother, is paid full price tickets to the Cher show with Ira Glass.
Oh, what? Are you kidding? I'm going to lose my mind. That's unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing? So you are the only...
That's an insane combination of people.
I know. And at the Cher show of all things.
Which we can get tickets for.
I can't wait to hear Ira Glass drop reference to the Cher show at some point. Maybe. I hope he does.
Alex, you are the only... I think maybe the only female identifying Alex that has been in this apartment.
Wow. And it really feels like an honor because my name's not short for anything either. Oh, so it's just
I was going to say, you're really Alex,
yeah,
right?
No, like it was kindergarten. I had a lot of credit because
That's so crazy because isn't Jessie also just a Jessie?
She's just a Jessie. I only am friends with people who don't have longer names. It's just short. So that's why.
So this is a bad time to tell you that my name is Brigida. Donna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, right. Oh, well, Donna, that's, I make exceptions for Donna because of our love for Mama Mia.
Thank
absolutely.
You. I figured that's where you're
literally, there's a teacher. So many of this is relevant to literally the past so 3 days.
So many of this.
So, okay, I'm going to take a pause here before I tell. I was going to tell a charming story.
Brooke, I want to be charmed. Oh, don't make me wait because of something I did.
Well, I just want to make it clear.
I'm whiny tonight.
To
everyone.
The people
sorry about it.
That listened to this podcast that last week, Bridget did in fact say. The sock market.
I did. I 100% did.
The what?
I fully so we were talking. So last episode is the episode where Carrie rings the bell on the stock market.
Okay.
And like 30 seconds into the episode, I said sock market. And Brooke was like, did you say sock market? And I was like, stock market.
And then we had
which
like I a whole bit.
Whole bit about it. We went off about the sock market.
Cut
still a
to
good bit.
Me added, sitting in this chair with headphones in. Alex Seeley sitting where you are. And me out loud going, sock exchange. And Seeley's like, excuse me. Oh,
and then she texted me in all caps, you said sock exchange.
And then we Googled sock exchange and there it's very popular.
Is there a real sock exchange?
No, there isn't, but there is a bathtub that just said
it's a
sorry a bath like curtain. A shower curtain
relevant
that says wow beautiful that all it said was sock it was like a print of
it's
a sock
like,
and then in the middle
exchange.
Of it just said sock exchange. Oh. I like it. What does that mean?
I think so. I think that it's a holiday thing. Like people do sock exchanges. But enough about socks. Alex.
Never enough.
Tell us about you.
Never enough.
Oh my gosh. Well, I am.
One Direction song.
That's another playlist that needs to be made later tonight, actually. I'm Alex. I'm an aspiring musical theater performer, and I
and an active musical theater performer.
I suppose
not aspiring.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, we're all still kind of aspiring, I suppose.
Fair,
but yeah. And I do cabaret and concerts and cool stuff like that, which
she
is
really does.
Fun.
Where did you play like 3 weeks ago?
In Carnegie Hall. But that was like out of body for everybody. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, of course,
that was so crazy.
You still fucking did it, man.
That was so nuts. I couldn't like stop talking to like people who work there, and I was like, "What does it feel like to like?" Be the box office person at Carnegie Hall.
Incredible.
And they were like, go to the left, please. But no, so that, yeah, that was really, really exciting. But I'm really just, you know, I babysit my way to the top. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it all
haven't we
happens.
All? Haven't we all?
I'm still baby. I'm tomorrow, I'm babysitting my way to the top.
Nice.
I'm Tribeca.
Alex, what is your, how long have you lived in New York?
I grew up in New York, so I've been a resident with the exception of 4 years and a few summer camp excursions. Mm-hmm, I've lived here my whole life.
Where did you
go
to summer camp?
For big girl summer camp or like Camp Yomi Jewish day school. Big girl summer camp. I went to Camp Laurel.
Oh, like real summer camp.
Like that was real summer camp. My mom was very
I'm a real
much
camp kid.
Oh yeah. My mom was like such a tomboy growing up. So she was like, she cannot be like inside a theater or like somewhere. So like she has to go outside and like learn weird skills that people don't think she'll have.
I feel like that makes sense though, because like your personality leans that way anyway. So,
does it
just towards no I feel like I mean how much does do you love it? Like being on a stage and like indulging in the glamorous and
totally so
things.
My mom was like, she needs to like water ski, she needs to like learn how to do something like in the water and like learn how to swim.
And then
so,
you
like,
can and then you're everyone's dream girl.
That's how it works. Actually, yeah. No, but it's really nice to have all of these, like when people like peg you as something, to be like, nah, I like play soccer, I play tennis, I have all these things that I like bowl because my mom was a bowler.
Another really great voice on this episode. Again, I am the odd one.
Stop it.
Just another sultry mix.
You just stop it right there, madam.
Yeah, we're like in the basement and you add some like resonance to the top of this trio. So I'm really happy you're here, bro.
I'm always under you.
It's my house. So so you lived in New York your whole life.
Sex and the City first enter your brain space?
That's the funny part, because I've lived in New York my whole life, and it feels like people who've lived in New York their whole life have had some experience with this because it's so New York centric.
Right.
I didn't discover this until my friends from like Oregon told me about it in college and yeah.
Oh, Megan.
That's Megan. Oh, Megan. That's Megan McCandless.
Portland, Oregon haunts the podcast.
It does. It really does.
The haunting of Portland, Oregon. Yeah. But so I only really discovered it in college, but obviously quickly fell in love with it. And I have this weird relationship with it where like every time I finish it, I like get amnesia, like I cannot remember how it started. Mm-hmm. And so I begin it again. Mm-hmm. And like, as luck would have it, at the end of on season six, I'm like, where did they start?
Seasons 1 through 3, or you're kind of like, what?
I said this to Brooke last week, but watching last week's episode, I was like, this feels like when the show starts.
Season six.
I think it hits its stride. I think when people think show, this is largely what they think of, like this era. And I'm not surprised, because I barely remember.
Even
granted,
like,
it's been 2 years
it's
now
like
since
even
I
like
watched.
They got like better cameras or something. Yeah. Like in the first one, it's like a little grainier. There's
it's 1998.
Yeah, well, you know, was it all blurry in 1998?
If you were on drugs, maybe.
Yeah, well, I was 4, so maybe it was all blurry from 1998. Uh-huh. But yeah. No, so I found out about it in college, but I became quickly obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm. And who do you identify with, if not a hybrid?
It's been a hybrid, and it's been a journey. And it's kind of funny to say
I'm
out
very
loud.
Curious about that.
I almost wanted to ask you both what you think I'm going to say, but I got to say it to like make the argument for it, and then you can
I
tell
think
me
you
if
should
it's
do
wrong.
It.
And you told me yesterday.
Just lead.
Did I tell you
lead
yesterday?
Strongly.
Did I? Okay.
I don't know. Surprise me.
Okay. Well, here I go. I am a Miranda Charlotte.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
But I'm glad. It's taken a while, because when you like feel like a glamorous person, you're like, I got to be one of the other two. But then when you really get into the behaviors and like how they operate in relationships, I feel very strong sensibility of a Miranda, in that like I love arguments, and I love finding arguments about like feminist debates, and like
that's true.
Just talking to people and making sure that they understand where I'm coming from all the time.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the Charlotte part was an interesting journey to kind of get to, because she feels so eccentric all the time. But it's this funny thing. Here's my theory about
Charlotte.
Which
is also funny, because she's very conventional.
She's
and
very
in the bounds.
She's
of all
the, kind of the
she's,
oddest of the four of them, which is kind of strange. But here's my theory about her. I find that where Samantha is sexual, Charlotte is sensual.
Interesting.
Because if you look at all of the flings or, like, you know, in between relationships that Charlotte has that don't fit her, like, perfect fantasy of, like, this is what he's going to look like, which I admittedly, I feel like everyone, like, does all the time, have done, she kind of connects with these, like, odd alien, like,
oh yeah,
crazy people, but like,
and she has a lot of like interesting sexual experiences.
That's what I, she yeah, really that's does. What I, like, yeah. You, that Hasidic folk artist in season one. That yes. She's like, I love the way you look at life, and you're like, wait, Charlotte has like this crazy deep artistic part of her that she like explores in sexual relationships, and then when she like dresses up as like a, as man, a man and explores like what she exists as like in sex through the lens of that, like there's just all this strange chemistry happening and exploration that she does underneath the veneer of like this very preppy perfect person, which I feel I connect to, because as I was telling Brooke yesterday, my type in men tends to be aliens, ones that like, you know, spend time on Earth a lot, but they are from Saturn, are
which actually alien. Is a perfect segue into what I was gonna say, where we were talking about this and I was like, oh, mine are ogres, so obviously we talked about Shrek, and then we decided that I don't know if you agree with me, but like pretty much anything in life can gets broken down into either Sex and the City or Shrek.
I mean, have we hit on the answer to the universe?
I mean, yes. Shrek's in the City is where the world gets
so
solved.
No wonder we have to get it together and figure out.
That's one of your overlap. Hanukkah gifts. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it's got like a Night 4 vibe.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like
a
that.
A Night 4 we'll vibe. Ahead. I'm so impressed that you even finish Hanukkah. I am such a...
I don't anymore. Well, we do it. We're going to decorate soon. Celia and I really get into the holiday spirit.
Yeah. No.
It's a good apartment.
I like to move Alex's Jeff Awards over to
my family and I get to like night 5 and they're like, we're going to light the candles. And it's like, it's enough.
Who are we doing this for?
I mean, I haven't done that properly since I was a child.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, I do it every year, all the nights. So I don't know what that tells you, but. That I like to overstep my bounds and appropriate culture.
Just around, you're just around a lot of us all the time for some reason. You're like an honorary.
I'm a Charlotte.
You're a Shiksa.
It's not the first or last time I've been called a Shiksa girl.
We have any other questions for Alex?
Well, interesting because you came to it in college, but I'm curious if you've like had a moment since living back in the city where you've been like, ooh, this is very Sex in the City.
Of my life?
Yeah.
This is very Sex in the City?
Yeah.
The most it's ever gotten Sex in the City for me is like walking into a shoe store, trying it on and being like, I really shouldn't. Like that's the closest
it's ever.
I feel
like you and Jesse go out to like fun, cool bars.
She takes me to fun, cool bars. Like everything I do that's like nightlife outside fun is definitely because of her influence on me.
You guys have a strong Carrie Miranda dynamic.
We have a very strong Carrie Miranda dynamic. As I am looking at the two of you across, I see there is a...
We also have a Jesse hormone monster relationship.
Yeah, we decided that very drunk on Saturday night.
Are you serious? Oh, I haven't gotten there with my Jesse quite. No. We watch it. We love it, but we haven't discovered our relationship quite is.
Literally, we were a little fucked up on Saturday night. And I was like, this is our podcast dynamic.
Like, because we were just like riffing on it and riffing about them.
And I was like, this is how, like in terms of like how high pitched my voice is and how not high pitched your voice is.
But
and
also
how, like,
just beyond the voices.
High frequency I am and how good on the earth you are.
Come on, sweetheart.
And I'm like,
she's
what are
just
gonna,
figuring things out as she goes.
What are we gonna go? What are we gonna go?
My shotgun.
My little guilt.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a period.
There's my little dumpling.
I do
bubble bath.
Because I don't use deodorant. I only take bubble baths.
Perfect. So perfect. Good.
I feel like I identify strongly on that show as the Statue of Liberty. I'm like, life is full of unwanted babies from terrible lovers.
Oh, God, it's gorgeous.
We love Big Mouth.
I love that show.
Bridgie, how was your week?
My week, since we last spoke, my week was good. It was. I've been very busy and
I don't know.
You surprised by that?
No, that's great.
It's just I've been very busy, and this weekend I did more social stuff in one day than I've done in a long time, which was very fulfilling. And so Saturday I had a Friendsgiving, which was delightful. And then I went from that to a party at our friend Dylan's house where I saw Brooke. Can I read the text that I received from Brooke as I was on my way to this party on Saturday?
Yeah, you have to fix some of the, like,
I'm going to.
The grammar. I like miss some words.
Got so stoned. This is four separate texts. Got so stoned alone and had a dance party in my underwear to party for one, and I've never felt better in my life. I couldn't help but wonder, was I the party for one she was referring to? Why was spending my time trying to be someone for one man when the one I was always trying to party for was me?
I was like, just like obliterated by myself. Like, I have to figure out how to draft this. I sent the first one. I was like, that's not good enough.
And then I swung the door open at this party because it was unlocked into a kitchen that just contained Brooke and Amber. And they turned around and both saw me. And all three of us were like,
You would think that Bridget and I hadn't seen each other in years.
Amber was literally like, don't you see each other weekly? And we were like, yeah, but not like this. And it was really fun. And I brought banana bread and pie, which was a huge hit at the party. And I was proud of that. And then last night too, our friend had a dinner party, which was great, and I stayed out way too late and got way too drunk for Monday, but it was a delight. And we just got really riled up about, we were all just like drunkenly debating climate change and feminism, and but like we were all on the same team, just, you know,
Miranda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was lovely. So I've had a lot of good things, and I got a 4-day weekend, and I cannot fucking wait, and I can't wait to see the wee children up in Poughkeepsie.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah. And my our friend Maddie is going with me for a night, which will be fun. Nice. Yeah, it's going to be great. That's how nice. Was your week?
My week was busy. I'm just, like, teaching a lot. And my voice is tired. I did get my class canceled on the spur of the moment because I got drunk at Blondie's. And I was like, can you teach my class? I'm drunk. And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, bless you.
Wow.
Chuck, chuck.
That's a mensch go right there.
Northwest. I love going to Blondie's. That was good. That was Saturday. And then I also went to Dylan's party, where I just like was in a, I was like, I want to be at a party.
Yes. I wanted to very much. It's been a long time since
I never feel that way. Jesse, who we're speaking about a lot, she'll be on the podcast soon. Called me twice, very drunk. And I love that.
What'd she say?
I don't remember.
You shouldn't
say. I think she wanted you to come meet her somewhere.
She did. And then she was like, I'll tell you guys after.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Excited about it.
I didn't answer the second time.
I mean,
you got to discipline. Because
it was like late. Know? It was late later. Yeah.
When Brooke left, it was like 12:19 probably.
Oh, that's
and she, as she came to find me, I was like, are you leaving? And Brooke was like, I still have time to order a pizza. And I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. She knows what she wants and she's not going to stop until she gets it.
And I did. I ordered a pizza.
That's my little Jessie. That's my little meatball and some red sauce.
That is me. I'm a meatball and red sauce.
Yeah, you are.
Nothing really new to report other than that.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a fun moment where at the party, I looked at you and I was like, I think I'm angry. And you just went, welcome.
I literally tenderly put my hand on Brooke's shoulder and said, welcome. I was like, I've been waiting for you. Oh my. I have our condo rented in Angry Town. Oh my God. Today I showed up to work and I was wearing, to be fair, like a nice dress, but I took my coat off and the one of the LPAs I sat with was like chatting to another one and turned around. She was like, well, where are you going today? And I said, Laurel, I'm going to Trying Town. It's the place where I go when I want to try sometimes. And they laughed for a long time.
Trying Town is like a real physical location. Off of Desperation Station.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you land.
Do you remember all of those?
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
Just Desperation Station.
Just, you know, anywhere you can take the train to, but
the MTA doesn't go there anymore.
No, definitely the Metro North.
Is Desperation Station. It's one Desperation Station.
Anyway, we're here to talk about a little show.
What are we here for?
A little old show.
We're here to talk about Sex and the City. Season 6, Episode 2 is entitled Great Sexpectations. Is there an I Wonder in this episode?
There is.
Oh, it's one of the most epic.
I missed it.
I Wonders I've ever heard in
my
life.
Carrie says, the only thing as delicious as those first few bites of a truly great burger.
First few bites of a truly great Jack burger. That's not what she says, but it's essentially what she means.
And they are sitting very close and I really want a burger now.
Me too. Yeah. It's gooey. It's cheesy. She's eating it. And then he's telling her a story about his mom heckling him on a book tour.
Well, it looks like she skinned her sandals to make a necklace.
It does. It really does. It's like a little puff ball.
And
it's
they kiss across the table. And like, when no one else is looking, that little pink thing comes alive. And I guess this is like part of the burger of it all, where that
everything is foreplay.
But
yes,
that like she's okay, like, eating a burger. Like, I feel like she wouldn't eat a burger in front of Aiden or in front of Big.
They're very comfortable, and their banter is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's actually quite spectacular.
There were a couple of times where out loud I, like, responded to it. They're in Bed Bath & Beyond playing with shower curtains.
And he's like, there's one with a world map, and he's like, oh, I have this one, except on mine, China's covered in mold.
He's like,
and she goes, here, I thought communism was a problem.
And it's just, like, so smart.
It's a very cute. Intimate and thing, like, shopping for shower curtains.
They're very close to each other.
He's like, wait till I get you into bed.
Constantly, but not in, like, a physicalized way that, like, with Aiden, it always feels constant touching. There's actually kind of an electricity happening.
Yeah, you can just feel
in between the two of them.
And
except for right now.
And now they're, like, in a restaurant and they're kissing and, like, I guess it's closing.
They still have wine left. Everyone's leaving. The singer is leaving. The waiter literally takes the wine.
And it's like, just, like, leave.
This episode is called A Waiter's Nightmare because they just drive restaurant staff outrageously insane, every character.
Absolutely. He's like, I guess we should get out of here before they turn the lights
off.
She
wanted burger and then as they stand Bed up, Bath and Beyond.
I'm going to use that. I think that's
good.
Real cute.
It's
I think that's
good.
The worst pun in the whole series.
I think that's why you got to embrace it.
And then they have really
and
slow,
then they have bad, guys, slow, quiet sex.
I can't even imagine that this is described as bad. It looks like neither of them have done this before. Like, this doesn't look like the chemistry was off. This looks like they have read a book about sex and are trying to execute it.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And
you know?
Neither of them have had human bodies before.
And all the lights are on.
Bridget, I literally wrote down, when they have sex, he turns into an alien who has only read about being a human being until this moment.
Wow. Amazing.
It's not quiet. It's not bad. It's like,
and they like
you
scan up
it.
To the window where you can see their reflection. And it's literally, it's the opposite of how they have Samantha have sex, where it's like just Burger shadow very slowly going.
Yeah,
like
really
as slowly
tough.
As you can imagine.
So we're at a restaurant.
Wow. That Samantha screen grab. You were good at this.
Thank you. But also, Charlotte is wearing a full corset.
I was
it's
saying,
it's a very weird outfit.
I don't know why she's the only
and
one in rehearsal for Pride and Prejudice.
A brocade curtain underneath it.
Yeah. Are those pants?
Maybe.
Are those tinfoil pants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. No, well, not tinfoil. It's when you pull the wrapper off of a gum. You know, when you pull the foil off a gum wrapper
like a
and put it on your notebook?
Even.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she took
a
few years to make that for herself. That's really impressive.
So they're at a raw restaurant.
Raw.
Not like
R-A-W. Like how Samantha wants to get done, you know?
You know? Like, this was around, I remember around this time when, like, raw.
This was a big thing. Yeah, definitely trendy.
So
it's
raw.
Packed. There's a lot happening.
Vegan.
Yeah.
You'd think a place that eliminated cooking could eliminate waiting.
But there's such a long wait. And they're like, they don't cook food here.
Oh,
and Samantha's like, haven't you heard about the raw food movement?
Demi, Sting. And then Charlotte, like, she's never heard words before. it's like, what exactly is raw food?
It's vegan, non-dairy, and nothing is cooked over 118 degrees, aka a nightmare.
Yeah.
This is the Nightmare Parade episode.
It's just kind of crazy because, like, even cave people had fire. So, like, why are
they
you trying
food.
To?
Well, if it's in there, but they ate meat. And these fuckers don't eat meat. I hate vegans.
Go into it. What's up?
I don't like vegans who push it on people.
I don't trust a vegan. I have one vegan in my life. I have truly
several. I don't trust her either.
I only have room in my heart for one vegan.
Wow.
I have to have room for more because one of them is my sister, and so I that one's a built-in room, and then I made an extension for a few other people in the house. You know?
Yeah, I have two people very dear to me who are vegans, but I do love them despite it.
You know what? I admire.
No.
I do, because I do not have that kind of discipline.
No.
And I think, and I admire the people who do it for specific reasons.
No.
No. That
said, my majority experience with vegans.
If it's
is
in your Instagram bio, I'm out.
Yeah, no, that's the end of it. That's it.
If you self-identify as a vegan, if you lead with your veganism, that's the thing is.
Ugh, nasty. Just,
okay.
And you knew about this? Carrie's like, I read a review in the Times. And Miranda says
in the gardening section.
That was a dead on Miranda.
Thank you so. Well, you know, she is half of my hybrid.
She's half of all of our hybrids.
That's true.
Is that true? Oh,
that she's the through line. In fact,
who's the one that you don't have any of? If who's your moon? Because I have a Charlotte moon.
Moon as in what's moon?
So your
sun rising and moon. And then the one you have none of. So she has no Samantha, she's saying.
I have no Samantha.
I don't have too much of Carrie, I don't think.
That's great. Congratulations.
I love that. Interesting.
No, Samantha's got a little, I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know anymore.
I know.
I might be a Miranda.
I'm
not sure I'm a hybrid.
A double?
I think I probably have a Carrie Moon.
You have a Carrie Moon.
I definitely do. But I don't think I'm a full hybrid. So in the beginning, I thought I was a Miranda Samantha.
Yeah.
granted, I think this show has done Samantha so dirty.
It has. It has done Kim Cattrall so dirty.
She's I don't blame her for all the feelings she has about this. No, this episode does not.
Does not. No. All right. So when are you going to bug her burger?
Oh, we finally buggered. And then she tells them it was bad and that it was quiet. So quiet that she could hear the M11 bus stop and this people getting so off. The M11 goes up the west side, bitch. You live on the east side. Come on.
Drag it. Also, why
you didn't hear that
like,
shit?
Why didn't you say anything? If it was quiet, they, like there's two people in bed there.
And such anticipation, you know?
I suppose, but like, can't you ramp it up a little?
This whole episode until the end, I'm like, you're in your 30s. Right, you're in your 30s.
You've done this before.
You're in your 30s.
They're all dressed for different high school productions of musicals.
1,000%. And I want to be in Samantha's.
Yeah, whatever it is, I want to be in it.
I think it's City of Angels.
I was thinking.
I was going to say something with Fisherman in it.
Anything
goes,
she could be.
Oh, absolutely. Hope. Absolutely. And she's Sally Bowles. Carrie is Sally Bowles tonight.
She is very much. Carrie's like, Miranda, we're great in restaurants.
Miranda's in A Little Night Music.
Always. Constant.
Carrie says, we're great in restaurants. We're like, poppity pop, pop, pop. She's just talking about all the ways that she and Berger are great together and how the sex is not one of them. And Samantha's like, dump him. And Carrie's like, no.
We're beyond that.
We can't just dump guys. Also, I like him.
We are in the phase where we don't meet guys when they have micro penises. Yeah. Not them. They have to go on a date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
The M11. I heard the doors getting open. What? The doors open and the people getting off. Samantha goes, at least someone was getting off.
Speaking of.
Jared and then we get Smith.
Here he is.
Oh, we don't know his name yet.
No, but.
No.
Enter waiter.
He's a cutie. I've seen enough gifts that I understand the significance. Also, he and Samantha look like they're matching and they're purple.
They have same haircut.
They have the same hair. Yeah.
Yeah. She is she looks very like drawn
she's
to
also
him.
In Clue.
She does.
Oh my God. Yes, she does.
She does. I like my men like I like my Kleenex. Soft, strong, and disposable.
Flames up and down. I hate him so much. It's iconic.
It really is. I love that movie so much.
And you think she's Madeline Kahn in Clue?
No, now we're just quoting Clue.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They drink a soup that tastes like a lawn in a bowl. It's perfect. It's perfect.
The flames?
Flames? So,
okay.
And then Samantha's like, look at his ass. And she's very
Charlotte's like,
him.
I have something to tell you. I'm becoming Jewish.
Oh my God.
And she says, none of you can react. And then none of them react. And she looks at Miranda. She goes, I can feel you reacting.
That's fair. I do that. I'm like, if you respond anymore without doing anything to me right now, I'm gonna kill you.
But then she's like, I really love him and I've thought about this and
is anyone opposed to this?
Yeah. Her friends all exchange eyes to each other.
Yeah.
I love Harry and he loves me.
So tomorrow
I'm meeting with a rabbi to discuss converting.
Oh my God.
Which is just like,
isn't that a lot of
I thought about
So
she talks about how why she loves Harry and it's really, you know, nice.
Imagine.
No, I can't. And the sex is really good and Carrie says mazel tov. And now Miranda and Carrie go to eat pizza after because they are us.
Jesse and I was about to say, I've done this so many times when friends take us to restaurants and we're like pretending to enjoy the food the entire time. Or just pretending to be full at least. And then we're just like, this is $1 slice. We're like,
yeah. Miranda says it when she sees the menu. She's like, I need pizza after this.
Yeah.
And they have it.
I love pizza.
And she's giving Carrie advice where she's like, you know, first time there's a lot of pressure. And like, I think we're never honest about these things. We should say first time sex, tricky, like fill in the blank, hard. I forget what her examples are because we haven't gotten there yet.
She's like, vegan restaurant, vegan people, disgusting.
That's it. That's a verbatim quote.
So Miranda's talking about her new relationship with TiVo.
And this show she's been watching.
Jules and Miles or whatever.
Which
is, to be fair, at this point, I have been.
And it's on BBC.
The longest relationship of my life at this point, dedicated. Like, the person I spend the most time with a week is Netflix.
I know.
So, I just don't know at this point. It's part of who I am.
Switch from Steve-O to TiVo.
Steve-O to TiVo.
Hey,
I mean, I'm like in an intimate relationship with Harry Potter right now. Like, he is all around me. Between Hogwarts Mystery.
In me, around me.
In me, around me.
Filling every hole.
On my side. On his side.
I am all seven Horcruxes.
That's it.
Holy crap.
He's put his soul into you.
I've watched The Haunting of Hill House twice through.
I've heard it's amazing. I don't either.
Guys, I don't like horror one bit. At all. And I'm in love with this television show.
I've heard it's amazing.
I've gotten over it for this show. It's superb.
I've been told to watch it.
Right. Maybe we'll watch it.
Just turn the lights on and like watch it together.
Yeah.
I only watch things during. I'll make Kyle watch it with me because sometimes, especially if he's seen it, he'll let me talk during them.
I find myself talking to myself. Like, the episodes I've seen by myself, I like have to make jokes to nobody to like diffuse the tension of what's happening on screen.
Here's the thing. I am such a baby that I get spooked watching Stranger Things alone in the dark.
I don't watch that shit in the dark.
That show's scary.
Okay, thank you. Because everyone else I said that to is like, yeah, you suck.
Again, nothing scary ever, but great. Exceptions.
All right.
Carrie's like, there was no grrr. It was like, hurry up and slow down.
And she's like,
I thought it would be amazing. And this is where Miranda's like, this is the problem. You had high expectations.
Right.
Could we say sexpectations?
Oh. Non-dairy vegan ravioli, kindergarten paste.
Yep.
That's what you were looking for.
That's right? What I was looking for. Thank you. And then I do a weird pan down to their feet and then to the underground.
And Carrie, oh, here we go. Computer. Are you ready,
Carrie gets out of the shower. She's taking okra. She's getting the okra smell off of her. I started thinking about sexpectations.
Oh, this is the best one.
We're aware, as smart single women, that we can't expect perfection.
But life still manages to throw us curveballs.
Maybe once you're into your mid-30s.
It shouldn't be called dating.
It should be called
waiting for the other shoe to drop.
If it's not the sex
between me and you, then someone has to become a Jew. Why is it always something?
Thank you. Sorry, you had to fill it in.
I don't know what that means.
No, me either.
What?
I think it's implying
that it's compromises.
I think it's just like, why are there always problems? It's very Seinfeld. It's like, there's always problems.
Well,
the thing
that I heard afterwards, when I was trying to parse it out in my head, it was like, my partner's a person too? Because that's what it feels like. It's just like, any relationship you have with another person, you're going to run into moments.
And that's ultimately sort of what it comes down to.
It's true.
I like the way it resolves.
I do too. So Miranda is indeed... Cynthia Nixon acts her ass off.
This is amazing.
This is the most romantic connection I've seen on this show.
The chemistry between Miranda and her TiVo.
And Jules and Mimi. She starts it 2 minutes in and she's like, no, and rolls it back.
She goes, shut up.
Exactly.
To the JetBlue commercial.
She has
a cookie.
Look at those
slippies
she's wearing. So regal.
Jules opens.
He opens the door and she does a little like praise with her arms. It's exactly what we were talking about, like having to talk to yourself. She's like fully having a conversation.
She's drinking tea. The sexual tension is high between Jules and Mimi.
It's definitely balmy in here.
But nothing compared to Miranda and her television.
Truly. He goes, right, of course. And she smiles like Steve has just told her he's in love with her. The next day, Charlotte went boldly where no York had gone before.
The synagogue.
She goes and she sees a cleaning guy who directs her to the rabbi's office.
Well, she goes shalom to the African-American cleaning guy, which is a joke.
Who looks at her with the appropriate reaction, which is, what?
The fuck?
Which is...
Excuse me, lady.
So she knocks on the door. The rabbi.
Every time she knocks, I'm like, who knocks on a door that way? It's the weirdest thing.
Hi, my name is Charlotte York, and I'm here today because I would like to consider joining the Jewish faith. And he goes, no, and he slams the door.
Not interested.
And like, so this happens. We watch like a montage of Charlotte like frustrated.
Then she does it again, and a different man opens, and she's like, that man was very rude. I'm here to do whatever, and he says sorry and closes it.
It's 39 steps. It's pretty slumps.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit like I feel like this.
It is.
And Harry's like, that's just what the Jews do. You have to like knock three times.
They're playing games with you. And I'm like, they make you knock three times to prove you're actually interested.
And what I say is,
because we hate when people try to.
I'm like, the
join
Jews are literally
thirsty
more people.
No, absolutely.
Charlotte's hot. This bra doesn't
she
fit
looks
her.
Incredible.
It doesn't. But she looks amazing. He's like, I gotta jump you. And she's like, no, your people were mean to me today. And he's like, they're playing games with you. And Charlotte's like, games? I invented games.
I'll win. She's like, the Jews are playing hard to get. Ha ha ha.
And she gets
like,
this crazy
I'll
look
show
in her
them
eye.
My boobs too.
No man rejects Charlotte. You're like, what is she wearing? She's wearing like a see-through slip and underwear.
It's not the underwear I thought it was from the front at all, but it's cute.
It's very
and
cute.
And she's still wearing her heels. Ugh.
Miranda's back to ice cream.
Miranda's looking forward to another night with her perfect boyfriend. But unfortunately...
Oh, boy.
Another woman. Magda.
I think I did something bad. I know. Magda sat on the TiVo and accidentally deleted everything. But everything is gone. And the way Magda's telling her this story with like a quiet smile hiding behind her lips, you're like, did she delete all of those because she wants... Cynthia Nixon to go out and find have a yourself life.
A
and,
man, exactly. Cynthia. Yeah. No, it's when you think about it, though, it's
he
actually
sat on TiVo.
Is it okay? And they're all gone. No program.
The they Zoom do, is like an Instagram dramatic Zoom.
It's amazing.
I might try to screen record it and post it on Instagram.
I hope you can. And she's like, no. But
also,
no.
I kind of understand because, like, we live in an age where we can see anything anytime we want. Right. And if it's but not the, recorded, it's gone. It's yeah. BBC. Like, yeah. You have to either go to London or find someone who knows.
Miranda's like, get me a travel agent.
Get me on a train, a plane to London.
Get me on a train to London.
I don't fly.
Okay, you guys.
Sorry.
This is where,
Berger calls and it's the cutest pickup line of all time. I freaked out.
Swooned.
Because but he goes, he's like, I know. It's every guy's excuse.
And he says,
there was a 60-foot raccoon in downtown Manhattan and I had to subdue him and wrestle him down.
And I was literally like, I'm wet.
I know.
It's just the cutest
I had to trap it
thing.
And stuff it and everyone's okay now.
Even the little Flanders girl who was stuck in a tree.
I love him.
But I might have rabies.
Oh, it's and he's so smiling and he's so cute and I am
and
so
like,
upset.
What have you been up to? He doesn't even let her react. I know. If someone talked to me like this, I would literally
marry
them. Yeah, I would just sloth onto their body.
And then, unfortunately for me and my trajectory with this show and my love of Berger,
I love Berger.
It's
too.
Gonna end.
I have to go.
You're the one who likes to be real down about this, and I thought maybe that's where I was going, you know?
Carrie mentions how she's doing the crossword puzzles, mm-hmm. which is something that I have recently gotten into. Mm-hmm. That's all. I was like, oh, another thing that yokes me to Carrie, but no.
I thought you were taunting me about things I don't know yet, and all
taunting
I know is
you?
That it ends.
It seems like you were the one taunting me in this scenario.
That's fair. That's
about
fair.
How all my love ends.
You know, I was here the whole time, and I can understand both sides of what you were doing.
We're both
you.
Like Alex.
No, listen.
Well, no.
As the
all
fourth
I know,
Alex in this group.
All I know is that this ends, and I'm mad about it.
I'm mad about
so
it, too.
So I was just like, what else are you referencing? It's, yeah. Also, I want to talk to Sam Mueller. Sam Mueller, tell me why you like Berger least, because I don't get it.
Oh,
you don't. You'll. Yeah.
Just oh wait. Post
it'll
it.
Come all
post
too clear.
It. I hate post-its.
So they're talking about conversions, and she's like, "Do you have cab fare? Come over." And then they have bad sex. Oh my God.
He's holding
and
a post-it in his hands there. And then, like, as I was saying it, he had a post-it in his hand in that bed. Anyway,
that's what we call foreshadowing.
Oh
my God,
it's really uncomfortable to watch.
But like, I'm just looking at her also do the same thing he's. But I guess
she's
they're spooked
not
now.
Moving.
But
she's
they're like
doing nothing. She's giving him nothing.
Yeah, but they're like they're both like freaked
you
out.
You can
now.
Tell he's freaked out too.
Yeah. Oh my
they
God,
love,
this
they
jumpsuit.
Love a transition that's just a pan downwards with the camera into yeah. nothing. It's bizarre. They go to a lingerie store. Samantha's like to the shop lady. She's like, I want something that makes a man come when he looks at me.
And,
the
and she goes,
like,
got it.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie's like, do you talk to everyone that way?
This is the Sex and the City version of Elwood. Sorry, our mistake. Courtney.
Oh, those immortal words.
Courtney, take your break.
There are no Courtneys in this store. Everyone's very game to help.
Yeah.
Truly.
And she's wearing the same skinned shoe around her wrist.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I wonder if it's the same thing and she's like double wrapped it to fit.
No, but now it's multiple things.
Oh, sure.
And
she
for
went
some
to
reason, they
and
both
back.
Come to this thing that looks like one of the ghouls from Miss Pac-Man. Just like eyes and
wow.
like a big.
It really yeah. does. By this thing that looks
I'm
like Mrs. Pac-Man.
Having a lot of sex.
Brooke is talking about lingerie, just to make that clear.
Well, Carrie brings up an interesting thing where she goes, I don't talk in bed. Like, I can't do it.
Well,
is
she's also, she's basically, they have this whole conversation that Samantha backs her up that's basically like, you can't talk to a man about sex. No, you can't talk to a man about sex. If it's bad, it's just bad and dump him, but you can't break his fragile little ego. And you certainly can't have an adult conversation where you talk about the sex you're
that's
having.
So nuts.
It's, I'm like, okay, through this whole thing, I was like, Samantha is so deeply, her sex life is prolific and bad, my friends.
Yeah.
We talked about this
hot
earlier on this show.
Take.
Statistically,
yeah.
Samantha has had to have had so much bad sex.
Yes.
Just purely statistically.
Because
and
no matter
how
good how you are,
you're telling me
you
she
get
sits
good
through
sex
it
is
like
by not yeah. talking about it. So yes, she does. She sits through all of that
it's
shit.
Crazy.
And so they talk
for
about
why?
Shoes. I just have a question. We'll talk about it later. So what's Miranda's on the phone with
again another
basically,
fantastic
basically,
scene.
Carrie
no
jumps
one.
In and Samantha's like, I'm buying this, and Carrie's like, I want it too.
And
these
shoes and a 7, which is also my shoe size. Yet another thing.
Oh.
I didn't like that.
I just can't react any other way because I'm gonna dig my hole deeper.
You guys know that Bridget is like barely facing the TV and is like incredibly recalling.
Calling all of it. You haven't really looked at the screen once.
Have I not?
You're peeking, but like I watched it like mere hours ago and I'm like, ugh.
I can't. No. Wow. I took notes. I watched it last night and I don't recall as much as you do.
I have decent fast memory. You're I can listen amazing. To a song once and oh my god. And after I was so casually insulting to you earlier, your capacity for love is enormous and it astounds me.
Yeah, people take advantage of it. Anyway. Look at this fun one too.
She's like she's in Medea currently. She is. Yes. Like this is a this is a Greek, is. Which is what I love
it is,
about it.
It is Greek. She so is opining.
She's on the phone with whomever. TiVo and
trying to get stuff back. And if you've ever TiVo's malfunctioning.
Been on the phone with Spectrum or
any service,
Comcast,
especially any monopoly that has no competition in your neighborhood,
and not
they don't give a fuck.
No, but the dialogue of all this is very smartly phrased, and like things you say to significant exactly. others when they're not listening, it's very cute.
And we hear none of the other side, so it's just Miranda. It's so funny. It's really. It's,
she's just yeah. trying to.
She's
get.
She's the only person. Is she wearing a juicy sweat?
Yeah, like one. Yeah,
yeah. Zip up. Yeah. Friday night with Burger, I had my sexy lingerie under my cool couture.
She looks
and I was feeling
insane.
Good. And
she's pressing her boobs out.
She's like, you look so hot in that shirt. The weird thing is, I'm like, you already know that your out of bed part is fine. You don't need to ramp that up. You guys have lots of sexual chemistry and good banter. But she's like, in trying to like fix what happens in bed, she like changes her whole approach to him. And like, he's puts her boobs understandably out. Baffled.
Yeah. And they're just going to get really drunk.
And then she does. She gets so
they both do
drunk. Yes, true. They both do.
This is like the pitfalls of when you get ugh. So nervous.
After
so
it's three Friday night. Unreturned phone calls. Charlotte decided to make a house call.
She shows Friday up at the rabbi's night. House.
Guys, this was me coming through the door with literally with like, ready to join. This
splat it's kosher, which is what she says. And then he closes the door and then she opens
literally,
it.
She raps at the door. She doesn't knock at the door.
She doesn't even rap. Why? Rapping punk. Is still with your knuckles. Oh. She also does it extended arm. There's no like wrist action, but then this time she just smacks with a flat hand on the door
and she's like, you don't get to not let me in.
It's the rabbi's wife
and it's of course because it's fucking she goes, look, I am 37 years old, I'm reproductively challenged, I'm in love with a Jewish person and it took me 20 years to find him, I don't have time to play these games. And he's like, it's Shabbat, honey.
Oh my god, no. But this look, this look that the wife gives him when he's deciding whether she's gonna let him stay, it's like so much like it's like Harold, remember remember what we're all about.
This is a young woman.
Remember when I converted, like
she'll bear more of our fruit.
Yeah,
but this is funny because the
it's a whole family who Charlotte runs in and doesn't see even out of the corner of her peripheral vision.
And also, like, to be honest, the person who converted on my birthright trip was the most knowledgeable and the most like religious.
It takes a lot of work. Like,
that's what Charlotte becomes too. She becomes like
I'm
really
like,
knowledgeable
Jew
about it.
Who
Jew who
me yeah. Jew no
who? Jew? Couldn't be. Then who? Charlotte's like, so he invites her to stay, which is very sweet. He's like, you want to be a Jew? Sit. Observe.
Oh my God. Sit. Learn.
Exactly. That's what
it is. And the woman starts to doing Shabbat candles and her phone rings. And as you know, you cannot have technology.
Which is why they did not answer the 3 phone call. So Charlotte is very, she gets very into it very quickly. And I think there's something really, while I was watching her like listen to the music and or listen to the, you know, the chanting and the blessings and all of
the
it.
Chanting.
The
prayers.
Chanting. The prayers and the blessings and the chantings and the, all of it. She, I was thinking about how Charlotte is religious and how, and so how she like, I think connects to it. Like she, it's funny because there are so many things that Charlotte's like so afraid of that are out of her experience. And you'd think this was an enormous one, but she like, she finds her in very fast.
That's the thing about Charlotte, though, is she's ridiculously open when you get outside of all of these prescribed rules she has for herself. She's so...
Obviously, she's not a real person, but like, what would the Charlotte be who hadn't grown up in her super waspy... I don't know. Maybe it's more interesting because she did.
Yeah. I think that's kind of like what makes her
so... I think so, yeah.
...complicated and cool.
Samantha goes back because she's going to slam the raw guy raw, and but he doesn't know it yet.
He's like...
I'm just like... All he wants to do is go home.
He's like, you keep coming over and over, but he's kind of cutie about it.
Like everybody. No. Like that's what happens. Everyone. And then
he's like, for some reason, the waitress, the front
hostess.
Of house keeps seating everyone in my
section. And then she looks around and it's all young women, including.
Do you want to say it?
You can say it.
It's Julia Murney.
It's Julia Murney.
It's Julia Murney.
I was like, Queenie was a blonde and her age stood still.
I was going to ask you if she your favorite Elfie.
Is she my favorite Elfie?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, who's your favorite? All right, I just want
to
know.
I'm in no place to talk about my favorite Elphaba right now because okay. That is a conversation that knows no bounds.
No, it's just, it's Eden Espinosa. That's okay, we don't have to do it.
For you, it is. I think that Lindsay Mendez.
Okay.
Look at that. Beautifully done.
But I could also, I have other.
Of course. The good news is none of these names mean anything to me.
What else has Julia Murray been in that I? She is my queenie, though.
Okay.
Are you a Toni Collette queenie?
I'm a Toni Collette everything.
Sure.
Fair.
Yeah, I love her.
I'm Toni Collette.
I'm oh. about you.
Hell yeah. So the women weren't there for the cold food. They were there for the hot waiter. But here we are. The
Samantha's hair looks nice.
Look at that psychotic
she
flower
almost
on another
is, like,
woman.
Looking directly at the camera.
Almost. Miranda oh. comes home late. Steve-O's with the baby because she got held up and he swung in. And
a Banana Republic chic.
She's basically like, did the TiVo guy come? And he's like, no, they told me the next time they could come out here. I don't know why I went Southern with that. They told me the next time they could come out here would be sure. a week from Thursday.
And suddenly we're on the bayou.
And that's right. So he tells her that they can't come until a week from Thursday. And but he's like, hot. But don't worry. I was messing around and I fixed the whole thing
oh
for
my
you.
God.
How?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. How?
It doesn't
so
matter.
So he, Steve, has repaired her.
Jules
her
and
love,
Mimi is back.
Know. Jules and Mimi, baby. And he's like, yeah, well, Magda said it was kind of important. And then he leaves.
You're
I can't
usually
do it.
Quite good at it.
I know, and I'm not getting it. Yeah, I got this dinner thing.
This dinner. I got to go to this dinner with my lady friend. All right, see you later, too.
Now you sound like Coach Steve a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what it is a little.
We love Big Mouth. We do. This week's episode of Splat is brought to you by
and like Big Mouth. And others, like a broken heart, are a little more complicated. Some things can be repaired, but a broken heart can't be.
Oh, my God. And she, like, ugh. Samantha's just trudging her way through this disgusting
awful
food.
Meal
and,
after awful.
And, like, they're all, basically, it's like they're all dropping like flies. It's basically like hands on a hard body, except it's like who can eat right. the most vegan food without dying.
Which is
they're
so funny.
They're all waiting.
Because like, ironic because it should be good for you, except it's gross because it's
maybe
vegan.
They were less horny, but one by one women threw in the napkin.
What if he has plans after the like we're all like on this notion that he's
she's
staying.
Gonna fuck him
yeah
she don't care
yeah I guess so
and Julia Murray is to, steadfast this was the moment where I was like
it is her
I know her
it is
although
her.
I also loved this yes, because yes. she straight up just eats an apple slice the props people were like okay well what can we put on the table here
all right exactly
and my friends in high school and I used to play gamers like can you eat an apple seductively and the answer is no there's nothing sexy about an apple
you just saw what
that was an apple slice
oh fair
oh a whole apple
oh,
no
okay
you have to
okay.
there's nothing it. Sexy about eating an apple
and then he the comes crunch. Over the table and Samantha straight up just unbuttons her
so
shirt
does, what Julia Murray
does the same and then
ugh, it's like a game of poker happening.
After he walks strip away poker, Samantha you know? Does this amazing thing where she goes over and like and she's like listen you've had an amazing run of it but how about I just buy your meal
and Julia Murray
and
concedes
you leave
very
and call
easily.
It a wash and there's this amazing moment where Julia Murray is like she looks at her and then she's like yes and she
please.
Zips her shirt back up and leaves
yeah
gorgeous
and so anonymous waiter comes back
and they fuck and this scene is like I want to know what the director said to them they do a it's kind of it's like a hilarious montage if you take yeah. it out of the fact that this show was like being a serious dramatic show at this point like yeah. a funny show but right. still like they fucking
we're not,
every
we're not there yet
oh yeah sorry
so now we're
so
really
first,
really,
we're
drunk
really drunk
with
getting out of a cab they're both
Berger
drunk
and Carrie
mm-hmm.
they're making out they're gonna go do a whole thing and then Carrie kind of tries to do this like sexy like stripping look at my lingerie thing and she just
okay.
keeps knocking shit over
have you ever
and,
been attracted to like specifically like someone in shoes
and then she needs them in the balls
like never would I ever be like these are the sexy shoes
I think it's no. a I think it's a guy thing like the idea like women in heels
really
I've done it before it's fine if you don't explain it the way that Carrie just says
right.
like here are my shoes
and
I'll
you're
put
gonna
on my
be
shoe
me. Like it's just the whole thing
do you think
you
her
know?
Boobs are real
yes
I do there's I think that thing she's wearing is bonkers
insane yeah, yeah.
but
yeah,
she
yeah.
can't unzip her she's like I've
she
never called anyone
get her dress
I think
off.
Mister like get ready mister
it's just
like daddy
it's not her style at all. She is so out of comfort
Mister
zone.
Mister to me sounds like what middle-aged women call their like 8-year-old boys.
Lifting up the skirt thing being oh like, I also have matching underwear. My favorite moment is about to come up where she throws the shoe and it hits him in
the
head. And he doesn't react at all.
He's
like,
he's
all
also very trashed.
So drunk.
So they just have this like comedy of errors. There's a lot of weird slapstick
yes.
humor in this one.
Yeah,
like,
no,
a
it's
lot
pretty,
of slapstick
yeah.
humor.
He's like got a little, he's like half masked with his eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, and her boobs really are amazing. He's like, are you okay? And she says, yeah. And he's like, phew. Ugh. And he passes
his
out
eyes
backward.
Roll to the back of his head and like, wow.
Well, she just hit him in the fucking head.
Yeah, she did.
So now we get sex montage, every conceivable, and it gets more and more. Like, what face is she doing there? Like,
I don't. It's just
it's
how many.
So ridiculous. She kicks how many beds? The room gets more and more messed up. Things break. They fuck on a chair on the bed.
Well, it's like, how many sex scenes has Kim Cattrall had now, and how is she like making them all different from one another?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Know.
But it's oh my god, they put the chair absurd. On the bed.
I would like to say that there those are the same condoms. Those are the same There's condoms Gatorade. That I use.
Same.
They're the best.
They're the best. That's why they've lasted for years and years and years.
I recently used different condoms and
there's a difference.
I was like mid coitus. I'm like, my condoms are better.
Like, you're right. Uh-huh. And then afterwards, they have this really cute moment where they're spooning in bed after like marathon. Like it's light out. Like they've fucked through the night multiple times, Gatorade everywhere.
Uh-huh. Like into the
and
morning.
And he's
too.
Like, I want to tell you a secret. And she's like, what? And he says,
I knew it was you always.
Basically, he's like, you didn't have to eat all of those courses. I would have been ready for it last Tuesday.
And she's
like,
the first okay, night. Well, he's like, well, make it up to me. And he goes, awesome. And it's very Pete Davidson awesome. And the pool boy skit. It's very like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It is.
Carrie all wakes right. up. She realizes that unlike Samantha,
she's still half in her outfit, one shoe on. He's passed out next to her in the clothes.
Yeah.
Although I do wonder how they like move to the right places there.
Yeah.
And they're pretty there, drunk.
Head over, hangover.
And then they have this amazing adult conversation where they're both like, I was afraid right. to talk to you.
And he's like, I'm good at sex.
He's like, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I've been told I'm good at sex. He's like, first night I choked. And she was like, second night I choked. It's kind of amazing.
It's very cute.
She resigns herself to the idea that they're just going to have mediocre sex, and then they stop, and then they have this great conversation.
Well, it's also the fear that, like, he might think it's good and, like, fine, right. and, like, that's very real.
That's one thing she says either to Samantha or Miranda, where she's like, oh, no, does he think it's we're good. Having good sex? So he actually rolls off her, and he's like, I suck at this. I suck. So I'm so sorry. Yeah. He's like, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
She's like, we're so good at everything.
Would you look at us in restaurants?
It's perfect. And then he goes and gets a salt and pepper shaker.
He's like, we
got to
make the bed more like a restaurant. This is about the most adorable gesture I've seen on the entire show.
It's really cute.
He's so lovely.
Stomps over.
Also, note her shoe is on here now. And then she puts both shoes back on later fully.
Okay.
He gets salt and pepper. He comes back. Oh, I guess she takes them off. I see.
He goes, what are you doing? A pet? And she goes, shoes, which I still don't understand.
I don't know why she's holding them like that. Like either. That's her appetizer or something.
Or like, I think this it's is, like, this is going to fix our sex life.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's where my shoes would be.
She's like, what if we're just not good together in bed?
And he's like, don't say that.
He's like, how dare.
All right. Look, I choked.
You choked. We choked.
Everyone choked. Maybe we should try choking each other. That's not what they do.
I love him. I love him so much.
He's lovely
I'm
right now.
I'm falling in love with him right
now.
He's lovely
so
right now.
He's so fucking cute.
This is how I choose to remember him.
And, we should be smoking, not choking.
Oh my
I think
God.
Sometimes the rhyme helps.
And you're like, they're soulmates.
It's amazing.
Because remember.
And then he's like, boy, those are some very
Burger
sexy
is
shoes.
The one that we wanted her to, that yes. the writers wanted her to end up
with. Absolutely. I know.
You
I
can
feel
tell.
It in every moment of this.
You can tell.
So she puts the shoes back in and then they make out hardcore and then the shoe falls off and the other shoe had dropped. It was a good thing.
Yep.
Well, and they're clearly about to have good sex.
Basically, they like throw salt. He's like, come on, you don't want to get worse.
And so, yeah, they both throw salt over their shoulders.
Like, good luck.
It's cute.
It's basically,
like, I was going to talk to you about
what
it.
What gets them off is it's like, I was going to talk, and then I was going to talk, but I was afraid to talk. Let's agree to talk and have opus honest communication. And then they have sex.
Have to make
and I'm like, wow. Wow. Honest communication and sexy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It leads straight to sex every time.
Oh, my God. If you're just honest with each other, maybe the physical connection will match up.
That morning.
The other shoe dropped. Oh. And it wasn't bad at all.
Man, they love this faux fur shit this episode. Like feathery.
Yeah.
It's
everywhere. It's
back too.
I know it is. Target has some very faux fur.
Yeah.
Like,
I
want to
go to Target.
Bags. Yeah, I'm into it. You know that Target that we went into?
Yes.
That's over on like Avenue A or whatever? Apparently they're opening up a Trader Joe's there. There are two Trader Joe's that have been opened.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm shocked.
So Alex, that was your...
Everyone.
Oh my God. I'd like to say I'm a woman now. Like the first part was the period and now it's this Great Expectations podcast thing. This was so fun. I'm so
incredible.
Glad you had
okay, but it's
here.
Not over yet.
Oh,
it's
right.
Not.
Sorry. What's up?
Who do you resonate with?
Well, I feel like as in a lot of episodes on this, Carrie has the main plot line. So because it's so fleshed out, I feel like, I'm resonating so much with just having like reservations with sex at the beginning of a relationship and not really fully being myself and other people and you like being so nervous that it's gets screwed up. But I mean, it's Miranda, like she manages to make a really simple concept really, really palpable, I feel like.
And she pines while she does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's great. But yeah, Samantha, I mean, they're planting seeds of stuff I'm not going to mention because you theoretically don't know.
I mean, what I know is that he's going to be this relationship. I have no idea what shape it will
take. But it's not clear like what. Like this also feels disposable and like just another
runoff. They set this up very well. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, it feels very, very normal. And I like what we've seen Charlotte do this a couple times before, though. She really goes out on a limb for things that she's passionate about and cares about.
Or things that she thinks are going to make men happy.
Right, yeah. She fails to mention at the table that this is all because she wants to marry him.
But I do think that watching her enjoy it is an element that she would also enjoy.
I agree. Yeah, very much so.
Definitely, definitely.
Bridget?
I was going to ask you. You love this part so much. Go for it.
Oh my God, you guys.
Welcome. It's a marriage.
I resonate with Samantha because we both chosen Enzies.
What?
I resonate with Samantha because we both use the Trojan Enzies.
Oh, Trojan. Mm-hmm. Could not put those words together.
Because I am attracted to monster men who parade themselves as golden children.
But I think we would all fall for Berger at this point, though. There's nothing
dangerous
about it.
But this is also like quintessentially my type.
Yeah, okay. He's quick.
He's a little shabby. He like definitely like has some heart wounds that I want to heal. I also do the crossword puzzle and I'm always Carrie.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And it makes me sad.
I resonated with definitely Carrie a little bit, just in that like new relationship thing. I also just think it's interesting in this that she hasn't had sex with him at this point. Granted, they haven't seen each other, you know, we don't know how many times, but she's very comfortable with him. And it's like that whole like serious relationships, you know, take it at a different pace kind of thing, which
is
interesting.
This is the best part of a relationship too. The like honeymoon phase.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think the honeymoon phase can last for quite a while though. And I think like a few months into the honeymoon phase where you're like truly comfortable I agree. With Carrie a little bit, with Miranda, definitely. The fact that it's TiVo. Just the fact that it's I'm in a relationship with the TV I watch. Yeah. But the whole feelings thing that Miranda's going through right now, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Not exactly it's happened to me. I just always feel her. Yeah.
Well, she has like a fixer in her life. Mm-hmm. And when Steve does things like that, it's very, I don't know. I was talking to Brooke about this yesterday. When you have certain romantic relationships that you're not like sold on as being like the ultimate for you, but you kind of keep returning to them because not only is there a comfort, but that person like just knows how to support you and hold you up. And there's something really, really special about that when you have someone who knows. And like, it's like a very simplistic addition because he's like, I fixed your TiVo. And like, that's not like actually
but
something
still.
Real. But I think Miranda,
who does everything for herself.
She also understands that it's important to her.
Yeah.
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 Floppability.
I think it could pretty much all go.
Yeah.
Down to the vegan restaurant. I don't think it would be the same scene because I can't think of many restaurants that are that kind of scene. This kind of the like night club/restaurant vibe. You know, I know that exists still, but not. Yeah. I don't think it's as much like the nightlife as this is portrayed to be.
Sure.
I don't know.
But yeah, there's nothing that I like, especially even like this isn't even an episode that I'm like, this would be super different if there were phones involved. Like technology.
Just thinking that. No, there isn't.
This episode is like pretty plop. Like actually, like I'm not like wow. This would be a drastically different scenario if there was Instagram.
No,
which I feel with a lot of them,
these plots.
Yeah,
which sucks, but it's true.
Yeah, no, I think most of this would cross over pretty well. And it's also just like the show is being better written, even though this one's a little bit farcical in time. So it just feels more like.
And we're also getting
watched today,
and it's getting closer in time to today as well.
Yeah,
it's inching
towards
the digital age. It's
clawing
hysterical.
Into,
So that's the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to do delta ups, delta downs from your week?
So those are just like it's basically like rose and thorn,
but it's change for the better, change for the worse, technically.
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, my Delta up, it's kind of both. I have a Delta up and Delta down.
As it often is.
And I just had a really long, wonderful, and like simultaneously like painful call with somebody who's very, very close to me mm-hmm. in my life, who is kind of going through the thick of it. And I felt like I really got to be there for him in a way I hadn't been before. It was my TiVo moment. I really felt like wow. I was there to fix the TiVo for this person by just having like a nice conversation with them and going through it with them. And it really feels special when you get to just mm-hmm. support somebody and they let you do it.
Absolutely.
So that was my, it was tough to hear him talk about a lot of this stuff, but it was, I felt special and included in the phone call. So that was nice.
Yeah. That's a great one. Mm-hmm. Brooke?
My Delta up, other than reading Harry Potter, is that I just had like a really nice day with my brother last night.
Oh, good. You've been wanting that for a while.
Yeah. We got dinner and we saw a play. And it was very, we just like, it was a nice time.
What'd
nice
you see?
Time. The Waverly Gallery.
Who's in that?
It's Lucas Hedges.
Oh,
and
I came home from seeing Boy Erased, which is the really lovely. It? It's gorgeous. Austin James got tickets and took me and it's hard to watch, but also it has a really, it's satisfying and it's based on a true story anyway. And Lucas is great. And I came home and I was talking to Ari about it and he turns his phone around. He goes, oh, Lucas's movie? And he turns his phone around and the first message in his inbox, his text inbox is from Lucas Hedges. And I was like, what's happening? He was his fat ass at Cherubs.
Oh.
Lucas Hedges was a cherub.
My God.
I know. He and Ari are like buddies and like hang sometimes. But
that's,
I was like,
so funny.
Wait,
it
that's was very so crazy. Surreal. I know. And then my Delta down is that my heart hurts.
Yeah.
And it's dark.
Yep.
It feels like it's 11 p.m.
Yep.
It is 8:55. So it's not as early as it could be, but.
I walked out of a meeting today and was like, oh, it's pitch black. Cool. Yeah. And it was like 4:30.
Yeah.
What about you, Bridgie?
My Delta up is having a 4-day weekend, but also I really love my job and I'm like, I have more to do every day, but I feel insanely like competent and valued and I'm enjoying the challenge and it's scary in a really good way at times. And weirdly, like it's become the stable thing in my life, which I'm very grateful for. It's been 3 months, a little more, which is crazy. But I just am really glad that's where I am and that's what's happening. And I feel lucky and like I'm learning a lot. And my Delta down is pretty much verbatim Brooks. my brain has just been playing tricks with me that I'm kind of like, why are we doing this now?
Yeah.
And also there's just like, as I said last week, just like shit where I was like, oh, I didn't want to deal with this ever, no less now happening. That's not going to get easier because, you know, whatever. Holidays are a lot.
They're so much.
They really bring up everything.
Yeah.
Which is the suckiest.
All of it.
So, Alex.
Yeah.
If you would like the people, all millions and millions of them.
Yeah. How
we would like.
What do you call your fans?
We don't call them anything except our friends.
No.
We call them on the phone. We don't do that.
If you wanted to be found on social media, how could one find you?
You could find me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My handle is It's Me Getlin with no apostrophe. And I just updated my website today, so you should look up alexgetlin.com.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to look later. It's
brought to you by Squarespace.
Hell
which
yes.
is the easiest and hardest thing to operate simultaneously.
Can you help me?
Yeah, no, I don't know how I did any of it. It just kind of happened and I like stepped away from the computer.
Well done.
Yeah.
Magic.
No one knows how they did what they did on Squarespace, which is what I found because I asked people for advice too. And they're like, I really couldn't tell you what I did. I just clicked a button and then backed away.
Oy.
And it all kind of worked out. Yeah.
That seems like an awesome way to run a service.
Yeah. No, they keep saying the customer service is like top notch, but no one can tell me how to edit a picture and like put a caption underneath it simultaneously.
Wow.
I'm stressed just thinking about
it. Yeah. No worries. We don't have to talk about it. But those are the two places you can find me.
Chill. Thank you for that.
Oh, my
Brooke?
God.
Please. You can find me at Twitter at Brooke _ Wiseman at Twitter.com. That's me. That was my handle. And you can find me on Instagram at Brooke Wiseman, _. And if you put an _,
we're going to come and just have little petty arguments like we've had all podcast in front of you.
And just talk about
constantly.
How dark it is outside. Mm-hmm.
for 7 hours until it comes up and we'll be like, oh, we have to go catch our sunlight. Mm. See you in 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go get that vitamin D.
Miss Social Media Ma'am.
Yes.
How could I find you? Well. Can Social Media Ma'am go to the bayou?
Can she? I don't know. You want me to go where now? I'll go on down to the bayou if you bring on down some lawn chairs for us to sit.
It's more like Mississippi, but I'm here for it. Keep going.
This is all I can do for you. So if you need anything more specific, I'm afraid I won't be able to deliver, ma'am. I feel a little bit like
he who has not been named. Yes, but also,
I was just going to say House of Cards.
Yeah, I don't talk about him. No.
I haven't brought myself to watch the new season, although I love Robin Wright. Well, now, if you come on down to the bayou, you can find me skulking around the Twitter, just like a little old alligator. I'm Mrs. Burt Macklin. And you can find me on Instagram posting mediocre content at Bridget M37.
Oh, my God.
Now you little ones, you run along and tell your moms you're going to be back for supper.
Your moms.
All your moms. All your mothers.
You tell all your mothers.
Collectively, we are at Splat Podcast at Twitter, Gmail, and Instagram. And please rate, review, subscribe.
I went on to Apple Podcasts the other day to check up on it, and we have some new reviews I hadn't read before that are really cute and funny. So I was pleased about it.
Thank you guys.
We love it.
Alex, thank you.
Can't describe the honor it's been. Cannot.
I mean, just to have you here to drink your wine, it was our honor.
No, it was. It's funny how this whole episode I've been pretending like I haven't listened to the majority of the episodes of Splat. It is like my morning ritual to wake up and listen to it. So like it feels like I'm in the presence of celebrities. It's very strange.
That's so stupid.
I mean, it is.
I'm not to be weird about it, but like I'll sign whatever you want before you leave. Just, you know.
Yeah. No. My butt, please.
Only if you got it tattooed.
Only if it's completely permanent. Because everything lasts. Yeah.
Everything lasts.
Everything lasts, guys.
And with that,
and we live forever. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.